Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I was reading this story in the Daily Mail, the UK Daily Mail recently, and I just knew straight away this was going to be of interest to the Lunchtime Live listeners. It's a survey by the recruitment firm Reed, and they found that over half of Britain's dog owners feel that they should be entitled to the same rights as parents. One in 10 say they should be able to take paternity leave when their dog welcomes a new litter of pups. And 56 also want time off that they shouldn't have to take now out of their annual leave account and work. They want additional separate time off for their vet appointments for their pets. And I thought to myself, this is something we have to talk about here on Lunchtime Live, because I know we've a lot of pet owners that tune in to the programme. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Joseph O'Keefe is on the line. Joseph is from Dex Pets, family run pet care retailer in Wexford. Do you think, Joseph, is Irish society ready for paternity leave?
Yes, I think we are, and I think it's something that we have to move into. There's a lot of trends over the last number of years that we've seen in the pet space, that more and more pet owners are doing a lot more things for their pets' birthday parties, inviting people around like that, with their pets. So yes, we do believe that it's a great opportunity to move into this space now and allow employees and employers to give time off to people that have pets, yeah, and dogs especially.
And what sort of leave do you think they should get?
Well, in my opinion, first of all, I think it promotes responsible pet ownership. If you have an animal that needs you have to take care of that animal, I think it's the best way to do it is that it promotes responsible pet ownership, and it helps then support a healthy work-life balance. The same as if we have kids and children and things like that. We have time off to bring them to doctors and appointments.
But is that really up to your employer though, to be the sort of facilitate responsible pet ownership? Should that not exist anyway without this?
Of course it should. Yeah, it should. But then it allows employees to add another string to their boat. It contributes to a positive work culture, differentiates the employer as being a pet friendly business, allows the staff to take time off for their pets. So I think it can actually be a big drive and position for more employees to actually get people and keep people on board as well.
So I know a lot of companies now have pet grief leave, that there's, I think, a day or two you can get if your pet passes away. But we're now talking about possibly paternity, that you would be able to take time off if your pet had a litter.
If your pet had a litter, or if you had to bring one of your pets to the vets, things like that. I think it is a very important topic that we have to discuss, and I think it is something that we need to move into. And you can see a lot of employees now in the future, I think, will start moving into this.
Susie Walsh is
less people these days are having children. And they're getting a dog because they can't, for example, whatever the circumstance may be, they may not be able to introduce it into their lives. So they have pets, they have dogs, and those cats and those dogs are their lives.
Well, I don't have children and I don't have a pet, and I'm sort of in the space that I think this is in the realm of being kind of ridiculous. I wouldn't expect News Talk to give me time off if I got a cat tomorrow. If the cat had kittens. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine the response I'd get if I went in and asked for a time off. But I mean, I wouldn't do it because I would just think it's sort of a little bit outrageous.
We're not doing it now at the moment because it's not something that's available. I think it's something that should be available for employees to have that option in the future.
I'll have to get a cat and find out. Stay with us, Joseph, if you don't mind for a moment. I want to bring in Susie Walsh as well. Susie's an expert in dog behaviour and a dog trainer as well. Susie, am I the only person that's on their own in all of this and thinks it's kind of...
Well, thank you for having me on. And firstly, I don't know if I'm the right candidate to speak on this topic. However, just as a sideline, I do agree that if somebody is grieving, no matter what experienced grief they're grieving, if their pet dies or a loved one dies, I wouldn't want that employee, if they were employed by me in work, because I don't think they're equipped to do their job. And grief is grief, no matter what way you look at it. So that aside, I do agree that people should be given a certain amount of empathy when a loved pet dies, if they've had, for any reason.
The pet leave, okay.
Separate.
but
a separate issue. But for somebody to take leave because they've chosen, because we're talking about responsible owners there, for their dog or their cat or whatever animal that they've had to have puppies and kittens. And by the way, when people have puppies, it's for them to make profit because they're likely selling the puppies. It's absolutely mind-blowing that they should be given any kind of leave so that they can profit off their dog. From that point of view, I don't think that's acceptable whatsoever, because people shouldn't be. I'm obviously anti anyone having, you know, puppies are, you know, in this day and age anyway, because there's no reason for it. We're overrun with dogs. So I think that is preposterous. In terms of whether you should be given leave off work if your pet is sick, there's varying degrees of that. If your pet is potentially dying, and or has been in a car accident, I think there has to be some kind of empathy given if you're having an emergency, just like any human being or anything that you're responsible for. But if your dog just is taking a trip to the vet because their little tummy is upset or anything like that, veterinary hours on a whole are very good. There's a huge amount of vets that are open in the evening. There's a huge amount of vets that are open early in the morning and on weekends, just like I would do that. I wouldn't take off time off work for my dog if they were unwell, if I could work around that.
Yeah.
As well with my kids. Now, doctors' surgeries for humans tend to have shorter hours. So again, I would try and accommodate that going on lunch breaks and things like that. I don't think that you should be given, that should be written into your work contract. I think there has to be a little bit of leniency because we're human beings. And if an emergency happens, an emergency happens. And there has to be some kind of empathy involved.
Yeah. So just an emergency, just really an emergency cases then, Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wasn't saying that, you know, if you have a litter of puppies, that you should take time off work to care for the litter of puppies. You know, I'm thinking that we have these, when we have children, we have these times where we have to bring our child to the doctor or, you know, go and collect our child from school early, things like that, and you have to take some time off. I think it should move into the pet space with our animals as well. Especially, like, for example, let's say you're adopting a new pet from a home. That you know, you can't just adopt a pet and then go to work. You know, that dog is going to have time for you to settle in with that pet.
But you should not take that time out of your annual leave if you want to do that. Like, I don't really think there's an onus on your employer to facilitate that.
Yeah, of course you can take annual leave. But it's the argument here is that... you know, we have a like pet care and a attachment to our animals, and it's the same as our children. We have children. We bring them to the vet, to the doctor. We get them checked over, you know, and then it's the same as our animals. I think that's the life of a litter. No, you don't take time.
Okay, stay with us, Joseph. Vicky is on the line. Do you think we need paternity, Vicky?
Yes, I do. I do. I think there are people out there like me who absolutely love their animals, especially dogs. I mean, cats are lovely. I don't have one, but they're not as dependent upon you as a dog.
Oh, well, we
be.
Can't start discriminating now between the pets. Like, we're going to have, like, if there's one rule, it'll have to be one rule for all, Vicky.
Sure. Well, one rule for all then. You know, I'm not, like I said, per se, somebody that has a cat, but I'm sure they're lovely as well. But dogs depend on you. Cats are independent. Cats come and go as they please, where the dog is delighted to see you when you come in the door at any time.
So should it just be dog owners then?
Love. No, I think cats as well. I don't think when they have a litter, I think there should be somebody at home or somebody there, and you shouldn't miss out. That's a joyous occasion, and, you know, and it's like, yeah, it's a joyous occasion because the cat or the dog has a litter of puppies, and there should be somebody at home from school or somebody, or your other half or somebody that you can still go to work and they can still watch them.
But I would say take that out of your own leave. Like, do you think the employer should facilitate that?
No, well, maybe not. Maybe when it's something like that, I think maybe, you know, you could work around and say, well, you don't really know what time of the day or night the dog or the puppies or the kittens are going to be born. So, you know, it might be at 6 o'clock in the morning. You have to ring your boss and say, look, I'm going to be a little bit late. The dog is traumatised. I'm just going to sit with her until somebody else is here and then I'll be in. But that's different. I think the birth of kittens and new life is a different thing than losing a dog. I've never had a dog that has kittens or puppies because I always have them neutered.
Donal is on the line as well. Let me just bring in Donal for a moment, Vicky, if you don't mind. Is it a step too far, Donal?
God, is it in England?
It
the
is.
English love their pets, and maybe that's where it originated. And I have a dog, and, you know, I wouldn't leave him if he wasn't well. But that's a local arrangement with your own employer, either to take annual leave or emergency leave or something like that, but certainly not an obligation on an employer to pay you. Because if that was the case, the next thing would be, it'd be an acceptable excuse in school that the same dog ate your homework.
Yeah, we're entering into the realm of ridiculous, are we?
There's
a listener here who says, I have a goldfish who's going to need some support.
But a goldfish
in at home,
has
you know?
Memory of one.
Yeah. What about you, Yvonne? You think it's a great idea?
I do think it's a fantastic idea, not so much for the litters. I mean, they're actually, I'm listening to the people who've already spoken, I concur with them because if you have a litter, that's a different story. However, if you have a dog and you've given that dog 7 or 8 or 9 years and he passes or she passes for no reason other than a major illness, and vets today are incredible people. They will hold on to that pet as much as they can for you. I've been through a terrible time. 2 years ago, it was the 10th of March 2 years ago, I lost a little Yorkie from tracheitis problem, which is quite common in Yorkies. And I brought him round in a baby pram. I actually inhaled him, gave him medication, up and down. And I love that dog. I'm not actually a mother to a human being, but he to me was a human being. And also to my mum, who's dementia. Now, I honestly do believe if I had been working at the time in the media, which I used to work in, but now I'm actually caring for my mum, I would definitely have taken the time out to grieve him. I'm still grieving him. And maybe people might say, my God, move on, get another dog, which a lot do. But I honestly believe that this has to be a decision between your employer and yourself in that situation.
A kind of a local arrangement. Listener here says, I'm a dog owner and I also now work as a dog walker. I'm not married, I'm not in a relationship, I don't have kids, and I think it's madness for an employee to be given leave if their pet is a litter. Imagine the explosion of dogs and cats being born so the owners can take time off. Does Joseph not realise the rescue centres are full of animals that have been surrendered? Another, Declan says, I've used all of my holidays for the year, so I'm now going to tell my boss that my dog wants to go to Greece for 2 weeks. Another texter now, there's a lot of people making light of this. Another listener makes the point as well today. I love my car. What about a day off to bring that to the mechanic? Texter says, maybe I'll breed hamsters. That might give me several litters per year. Another listener says, I do love my pets, but I think this is an absolute joke.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.